Atlas Butler Plumbing Services. Keeping things flowing. Like water through your pipes. And water down your drains.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.
And phone numbers through your brain. Call today.
All right. Everybody, this is the Hockey Dudes. We're back with another epi in the new studio.
Did you get that yawn in there?
I think I might have. Oh, yeah.
So that's we got, always there.
We got the whole cast of characters out right now. So we got, I'm here, Tom's here, Lucy's here, the Roomba's here in the new studio, of course, and then we also got George making his, I think this might be your first appearance in the new studio.
Yeah.
Yeah, first appearance in the new studio. He's been on these airwaves before, but he's going to be delivering the All Sports Sports Questions segment. New segment alert. So we got the new segment, All Sports Sports Questions. George is going to be delivering them because there's a lot of sports going on, not just hockey. Tom's here. His brain, I think I might be just looking at a fried egg right now.
It's on zero. It's on F as F can get.
It's on E.
No, F.
The F is full.
F and empty.
Isn't E empty?
No, E is extra fuel.
Okay, all right. So we're completely lost in the sauce over there, Tom. He works construction.
Yeah.
You don't do any of the constructing, though.
I do.
You do the instructing.
And constructing.
You do some constructing?
Yeah.
What kind of constructing? I know a lot of painting, right?
No, well, not a ton of painting, like a little painting, but sometimes, you know, I got to hang up some framing bracing. I got to do, yeah, there's a good amount of constructing that I do sometimes.
Nice, nice. Okay, all
right. I don't want to go into the boring details.
No, you don't have to go into the boring details. It was Bill's day.
Yeah, that you don't want to hear about.
I would simply be betting on the Bills if it was Bill's day. You came in and said it's Bill's day, and first thing I thought was, oh, because I'm that guy in gambling, I'm always looking for signs. You know what I mean? I'm always looking for signs. And you coming in saying it's Bills Day made me think I want to bet on the Buffalo Bills, but there's no Bills playing.
The Bills are not playing.
There is football going on, but there's mostly hockey. Mostly hockey.
Yeah.
The offs. Been good offs so far. I'd say they've been fun offs.
I'd say the first half of the first round was a little snooze fest. Games were just blowouts left and right. Second half was probably some of the best hockey you could watch.
Yeah. No, the Game 7s were electric. Three Canadian cities hosted Game 7s. First one was the Oilers, I believe, took place the night before. I think that was the first of the Game 7s. Well, no. I don't know.
Three?
What?
You said three Canadian.
Three Canadian cities hosted Game 7s.
I'm missing one. I'm only thinking of Alberta.
It was one more.
Toronto.
Yes,
they lost.
They lost. They took it out.
They lost. I eliminated them from my brain so long ago.
And that's okay. You were.
I knew they were not winning.
You were pretty fired up to see them lose. I mean, you obviously had bet on Tampa Bay that game. But
I bet
just
on Tampa every game of that series, so I came out plus money in that aspect.
Tampa was underdogs.
Not every game.
Well, no, there was a couple games in Tampa Bay where Toronto was not. That's
where I took puck line.
Yeah.
And that was plus.
Yeah. Yes, of course.
I bet them every game.
Yeah. And you bet them last night, of course, against the Panthers. Get ahead of ourselves here. But
yeah, huge.
Tampa Bay looks pretty good, to say the least.
Pretty much.
As long as they keep being plus money, I don't know how you don't bet them every night.
If you're giving me plus odds, I'm going to take them. Tomorrow might be a tough one because, I don't know, do you trust? I feel like Pans come out big game two. Like, you don't want to go down 0-2 to the Bolts, both games lost at home.
You also don't want, I think you don't bet on the Pans unless they are down.
Correct.
I think the Pans actually play better coming from
behind. I think pregame, the safe bet tomorrow is just the over. It didn't hit last game.
Overs have not been lucrative. I've been following along with that.
In the first round, they were.
Not in game sevens.
Well, yeah.
Game
not
seven
in game
overs
sevens were
tough.
Yeah. Which I guess we should have thought about more.
I tried to warn.
Teams were going to play more defense.
Yeah.
Where they were going to be more cautious. They didn't want to, like, blow it. But I feel like game two, Pans are going to come out hot offensively.
Yes, Pans are going to come out hot. They're going to be ready to play. It's tough. I did see that obviously the Panthers were playing their home game at the same time as the Miami Heat.
Brutal.
That's tough.
Brutal, especially for, I'm going to make a safe assumption, most Miami fans are more basketball fans than hockey fans.
Yes. Yes,
safe assumption?
I would say that's definitely a safe assumption geographically, because hockey is, that's the most southern sport. I still am rooting for, by the way, Panthers and Edmonton Oilers Stanley Cup Finals, because that would be the furthest travel.
Furthest travels?
Awful games.
You just want chaos.
Well, and also I think
you don't want to help the environment.
I think everyone's going to be a little bit high because they're going to be sleep deprived.
And yeah,
because I was a little bit high watching Calgary and Dallas in Game 7 because I was so sleep deprived.
Yeah,
because we had played that late night hockey game and we were just like, you know, we're gonna watch the rest of this game. No surprise, Calgary won. Rest in peace to the Dallas football team. It was a fun run.
Well, we also came back from our games, so it, like, the first part when I started watching, I was wide awake, but towards the end of that OT, I was like, this can't go two OTs.
No. Yeah, if it would have gone two OTs, I would have had to tap out.
Would not have made it.
George is laughing at the Roomba. Have you never seen a Roomba before?
No, I've seen it twice. Hey, I'm here. Just doing what I do.
Well, you know, it's funny because Lucy does feel a little intimidated by the Roomba, because we do love the Roomba. We showed the Roomba love, right? When we first got it, set it up, it was running around. We were like, you know, we're having a fun time with it. And Lucy, I think, got a little bit jealous. The Roomba does significantly more work for this household than Lucy does. I've already been telling Lucy, you need to get a job. You can't just sit there and bark at the birds. The birds are not coming into the house.
Food's free.
Walks, treats. She gets all of it. She's old enough now. She's 3 years old, which is 21 in dog years. It's time to go.
Maybe it's time to move out.
No, well, okay, and I said if the Flames move out, I'm shipping her off to doggy boarding school. I'm donating Lucy to the Calgary Flames. If the Calgary Flames win the Stanley Cup, I said that. I stand by that. She's being donated to the Flames. So I will kick her out if the Flames win. So she is vigorously rooting against the Flames.
Yeah. She's on Edmonton huge.
Which, that series gets going tonight. I'm very pumped for that series.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I just hope it's – I hope we get a goalie fight like we did.
Oh, my gosh. Pre-co-
like, that was 2020, like, maybe 2 months before COVID.
Yeah.
The goalie's just chucking nucks. I hope – if we got a goalie fight, oh, my Lord. Best playoff series this year.
Yeah. No, I'm really looking forward to it. There's a lot on the line. For both teams. It's a battle of Alberta, of course. I think we just got a good second round set up. I don't think I would have changed. I think everything pretty much went my way. I think I was personally maybe, and I know everyone's going to... It sounds stupid, but I was rooting for the Maple Leafs because of their players. Their fans don't quite bother me as much. I think maybe because I'm so numb to them, and I just think they're so dumb, and I have so many of them muted on Twitter.
See, I equate Maple Leaf fans the same as the Yankee fans, and I hate them equally.
But the Yankee fans have won, though, so that's, like,
not
different.
Not recently.
What was it, 08?
2009.
2009, yeah. 2009 was the last time they've won the World Series. Yeah, no, they're the same. I agree, and everyone
they
talks
act
about
the same
them.
Way.
Yeah, they act the same, but their team is just so much fun. I guess the Maple Leafs, and I would have been okay for them to get past one round.
I just love seeing them burn.
Yeah, no, and that's fine, and that's fine. It's also based off me who their opponent was. I'm sick of Tampa Bay. I really am. They bug me a little bit more. I think it's just John Cooper's face. I'm just sick of Tampa Bay. I'm sick of.
Honestly, after we sweeped them,
you got over them.
Yeah. They don't live in my head anymore, because I know at the end of the day, if any one of them says anything to me, we sweeped them.
Yeah, and you know what? I don't know how we swept them.
Still don't.
I don't know how we swept this
Shouldn't
team.
Have.
It makes no sense.
Should never have.
In fact, George was actually there the first episode after we swept him. I remember. I think you might have coined the
phrase. We were all there the game. We were all together watching the game where the sweeping began.
Yeah. Yeah, we were. And did you go to a playoff game, too? Did you go to game three, maybe? He might have gone to game three.
I was giving out tickets left
and
right.
Yes, you went to game three, yeah. Because I met up with you, Wink, and then the CBJ Artillery guys, and we did a hot dog review.
I was giving out.
Yes,
I was giving out tickets left and right.
You were dishing. Yeah, you gave some out the year before to me and my mom. Yeah. Thank you for that. My mom appreciates that. And you might have given some out to me and Sawyer.
I gave out so many tickets. I can't recall.
Yeah, which year did you have more fun watching the playoffs in? Was it? It's probably the second one, right?
Well, the second one we actually won
right.
the first series. So yeah, that.
Yeah.
That
okay.
that's easy.
Okay. All right. But I don't know how we swept this team. I mean, they're so good. Andre Vasilevsky is so good.
A cinder block wall.
He's a cinder block wall when it's clutch time. Victor Hedman, he just sweeps every puck away.
That freaking assist by Cooch last night.
I didn't get to see it.
He absolutely undressed Ekblad.
Can you describe it?
He was skating down the left wall, and Ekblad was just going to go in for like a sliding poke check. And Kucherov just went 90 degrees on him.
Nice.
Right around him.
Nice.
And then, like, no one's everyone was thinking shot, and he just passed it right underneath the guy's stick to, I think it was Corey Perry, and it was a tap.
This might be a controversial take, but I do love every Russian in the league.
Yes.
I love Russians.
Yes.
I don't love Russia.
I don't love the leader of Russia.
George just looked very intently at us after I said Russia. You got a take on Russia? Save it for the all sports questions. Yeah, I'm against Russia.
I'm against.
I'm against Russia. I love Russians.
I'm against.
If that makes sense.
Russia's military actions currently.
I don't stand by it.
Yeah.
I am not going to be visiting Putin Bay in Ohio anytime soon.
Wow. Big of you.
Yeah, I wanted to.
Never been, to be honest. Never will now.
I've been wanting to go to Putin Bay. I've been like, it seems like a beautiful place. Like, it's literally, we have a mini Hawaii on Lake Erie. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, Ohio is a microcosm of the United States because, like, Cleveland is basically Chicago. Oh, yeah, the Roomba's going crazy. Putin Bay is basically Hawaii, but I'm not going to Putin Bay. Because until they release the Ukraine of what they're doing, we've gone too deep.
Yeah, let's bring it back to hockey.
Three Canadian cities hosted Game 7s. Leafs are done.
Dead.
The Oilers won. They handled that game. When they needed to handle business, they handled business.
McDavid handled business.
Mike Smith is still in the tournament.
McDavid and only McDavid handled business.
Yeah, he had a good game. He had both goals, right?
He had an amazing assist on the first one, and then he had a goal on the second one. But you could just tell every other thing he was doing, he was playing as fast as he possibly could. It felt like every time he had the puck on his stick, that he was skating four times faster than everyone.
He just looked at the locker room and was like, guys, all we have to do is beat the Kings tonight.
No, he looked at the locker room and he said, just keep giving me the puck.
Yeah, just feed me the puck. I'll make sure he gets put in the right areas. I don't know if that system's going to play very well against the Flames.
If Dreisaitl is not healthy, it's going to be very tough.
Yeah.
Very, very tough. He's going to need guys like Nugent Hopkins and Evander Kane to step up.
Yeah. Yeah, and Evander Kane has stepped up. I think he had seven goals in this past series.
Yeah, and he threw up the seven.
Yeah,
in LA's faces, lived to beat them. So.
Yeah, he did, yeah. And I know some people are sick of the Evander Kane. Good hockey player.
Very good hockey player.
Like, let's just say that. Whatever's going on with him.
I don't think anyone ever said he was a bad hockey player.
Oh, no, nobody
said that. A bad person.
Outside of hockey.
Yes.
Inside of hockey.
Very good.
Great person.
Inside the rink. Very good.
Don't meet your heroes, but I would shake... At the rink, I would shake Evander Kane's hand.
Yeah, because he also would just beat you up, too.
Outside of the rink, I'm not shaking his hand.
No. No.
Inside the rink, I'll shake his hand.
I'm not. Yeah, I'm not shaking his hand. I might not even say hello.
Like, I'm walking into the rink, I see him, I'm not holding the door for him. If I'm walking out of the rink, I'll hold the door for him because I'm still in the rink.
If we're skating off at the same time, I'll hold the door for him.
Yes. Yeah. Good hockey player.
Good hockey player.
Good hockey player. And then Mike Smith. I want to see him play as long as
possible.
How old
is he, do you think?
He's at 41,
I'm guessing. He's very old.
He's very old, yes. I still remember Mike Smith when he had 67 saves against the Blue Jackets when he played for the Yotes.
Yes.
I was like, who is this guy and why is he saving everything?
Michael Smith.
And now he's playing for – and then he played for the Flames like 2 years ago.
The Flames and Oilers just like interchanged goalies like the last 4 years.
And that's why
they just
fight
like
each other.
They just swapped goalies like
it's kind of like Pirates of the Caribbean when Barbossa and Captain Jack just keep switching ships.
Yeah. And then they're just like, oh, yeah, we're actually pretty cool friends because we're just the same people.
The crew's like, I don't know which one of you to hate because I just
Who am I supposed to shoot?
Yeah, who am I supposed to shoot right now? Been watching that movie series, obviously. I don't stop watching that movie series. Okay, so I think that's enough for the Battle of Alberta, right? Saddle Dome went crazy.
Hold on, we got a jet taking off.
Yep. Roomba's getting going. And then, yeah, that's it. So, yeah, excited for that series. Who do we got? Do we still take the Oilers?
We have to. You called it.
I called it. Yeah, I know. This is what's tough is, like, I picked – I don't know how any team wins the West other than the Avs.
Yeah, but we both picked teams that weren't, like, the top-notch favorite. So we both knew what we were getting into.
Yes. It might not be paying
off. It was not the smartest decision, but we – both knew the beds we were making to sleep in.
We didn't want to be that podcast that said Lightning Avs Stanley Cup final.
Yeah, no, we did. Or like, yeah, we didn't want to take the one or two seeds.
But can we agree that's probably what the series is going to be?
Most
Stanley
likely.
Cup final, yeah.
Most likely. I'm not going to say the Blues are out of it.
Dude.
I'm not going to say they're out of it.
That game should have been 7-2.
Yeah.
That
game was just game one.
7-2.
It was just game one.
I don't know, man.
Chief Berube.
Listen, I was betting on the Blues last night, so I had my Blues.
I did not.
I had my Blues goggles on. I actually, when they went into overtime, I realized, oh, shoot, the under's going to hit. And if the Blues somehow squeak out a goal, I become Jeffrey Bezos. I texted you that.
Yeah.
If the under and the Blues win, I'm Bezos. The Avs had the first 12 shots on goal to start overtime.
They had like the first 15 shots to start the game.
Yes, and they hit five posts.
Yeah.
And Jordan Binnington, I will say Jordan Binnington is back. I will say that. He is.
That's what I'm saying. Like, goalie can steal you a series.
He can steal you a series. But the Avs are just too deep, man.
They're stacked.
We know exactly what it's like to play with Cale Makar now.
Yes.
That guy's good.
Yeah, he is.
He's deadly.
He's very good.
He's very good.
So fast.
And that Gerard guy playing defense for him, too, is also just
fantastic. Devon Taves, Gerard. No, they're absolutely loaded.
Yeah, they're loaded.
Eric Johnson, Jack Johnson.
Nazem Kadri.
They got Johnson and Johnson.
They just got levels of just pure talent.
Yeah.
And the Blues do not have that. They have Jordan Kyrou and Ryan O'Reilly.
The Blues are just a solid. The Blues are just a solid team, up and down.
They're a football team. This is the same thing as the Flames versus Star Series.
The Blues are just a solid team, up and down. The Avs are just a stacked team, up and down.
The Avs are the best hockey team.
They're just so fast.
The Blues are the best football team in the NHL because the Blues are a football team.
The best thing about the Avs or like their best attribute is just how fast they are up and down.
Yeah. I do think they cheat a little bit because they do get that advantage playing in Denver. And that first period, nobody's ready because of the altitude.
Yeah.
I did think about that. I was like, is that why the Avs are so good in the first period against teams?
Well, I mean, I feel like people say that in every sport.
Yeah. But because, like, Colorado has a little bit of talent, which – by the way, the Blue Jackets sweeped them.
We sweeped them hard.
We sweeped them this year.
Might have been October, but we sweeped them.
We sweeped them. because the Colorado Avalanche have like good hockey talent, they can just pour it on teams that are not ready for that first period. And that's where I say the Blues got really lucky, because the Avalanche hit four posts in that first period. They put like 25 shots on goal. They only scored, they scored zero goals in the first period. Or they might have scored one. It might have been 1-1. But like, it's still, it wouldn't have been a game if just like one of those goals goes in. Because
yeah.
Colorado gains momentum. And then even the goal that Jordan Kyrou scored to tie it up late was like a garbage goal, because Colorado had a bad change.
Yeah.
Jordan Kyrou got lucky because he dangled, and I forget the defenseman, it might have been Taves, missed the puck as he was skating left to right. And then Francouz, or no, Kemper, it was Kemper last night, gave up a soft one.
Yeah.
So.
So, yeah, the... Comparatively, I would say the Blues have the better goalie if Binnington keeps playing the same way he has been. I would lean to say Berube is the better coach, but the Avs off forwards and defense are just so fast and so good that
too fast.
I think that is what wins them the series.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And so let's say it's Avs Oilers. Let's just say,
yeah,
Avs Oilers or Avs Flames, one of the two in the Western Conference Finals. Still like the Avs?
Yes.
Still like the Avs, right?
Okay. Yes.
So Avs in the Stanley Cup Final, safely.
Yes. We both knew the smart pick was the Avs to go to the Finals. We just didn't want to be...
those guys.
Those guys, yeah.
I mean, they've
we wanted to go outside the box. There's nothing wrong with
they've
that.
They've won five straight playoff games.
Yes.
Like, they're lethal.
They haven't lost.
Yes. Eastern Conference, Rangers, Canes.
Mm-hmm.
You doubted the Canes. You did not like the Canes going into the playoffs very much, but they looked pretty
good.
No,
but I said I liked them to beat Boston.
Mm-hmm.
I did pick them to beat Boston.
Yeah, credit you. Are you taking the Rangers in this series then? I mean, you have to, because they're your...
They are. My back's in the corner here, Hayden. I don't have a lot. I don't really... I can't really pick outside of my Stanley Cup team, so I think you know where I am at. Yeah, I'm backs against the corner in this series.
Rangers are good, though. I think the Rangers overcame a 3-1 deficit. People forget that. The Penguins blew a 3-1 lead.
Yep.
That is facts.
Absolutely is.
But the Penguins also should have never been up 3-1. They got a lot of breaks in that series.
But they also had guys hurt.
They did have
they played with a third-string yeah, goalie true. The whole series.
That's true.
Crosby that's was out true. For a game. It yeah. That when I look at that, that makes me scared about my Rangers pick.
Yeah.
'Cause
but maybe they just needed a little bit of confidence, you know?
But also what makes me feel better is the Canes have yet to win a game on the road.
The Canes have, yeah, that's true. The Canes only feel comfortable at home.
But flip side, they have four games at home.
The Canes.
Yes.
Yes.
Haven't lost a game at home.
Yes. I just recently learned this about Madison Square Garden, by the way, speaking of home arenas, which Madison Square Garden just looked awesome in
the
Game
Mecca.
7. Yeah, the Mecca just looks awesome. I didn't realize that there's another arena underneath the arena.
I feel like I knew that, but still mind-blowing.
There's a whole... George is perplexed.
Yeah.
They're in the basement of the Mecca. In the basement of the Mecca.
There's another, like, ranker court.
There's a auditorium, yes. There's a like a comedy, like a stage and like a big like arena, basically.
Yeah.
Like a concert or like a theater venue, I don't know. But it's in the basement of the Mecca.
Kenny
Chesney downstairs.
Yes.
Playing all hockey up there.
Theoretically, yes.
Awesome.
That is awesome.
It's a lot of security guards.
Yes. Yes. The
a lot
Mecca,
of beer.
A lot of concession food, a lot of beers. A lot of opportunity for beer snakes.
You could make one.
Are beer snakes not cool anymore?
No, they're so cool.
Okay, good.
You can only... You really only see beer snakes, one, at a ballpark.
Outdoor sporting events,
yeah.
Right?
And two, it's really more of a summertime ballpark thing.
We did it at the Blue Jackets game, though.
Yeah.
We got it going.
We got no one else to go with us, though.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's more of a ballpark thing. Because especially if you can catch a ballpark where they're having, like, deals on
like
beer.
Like a beer night, yeah.
Yeah. Then you can get them going.
Yeah. George, you done watching movies?
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
That's on my Mount Rushmore.
8 Mile? 8 Miles on his Mount Rushmore? I think that's fair.
Go for it.
Yeah.
Turn it on, literally the final battle, so I have to watch it.
Yeah. Did 8 Mile hit the same watching it with subtitles on?
What it did was it told me how television thinks some of the words that they were saying are spelled.
Interesting. Yeah. I would not think television, the people that make subtitles for television, is if it's even people anymore. It's probably computers at this point.
All computers.
It's all computers, yeah. Whatever it is probably doesn't do a great job picking up on rap lyrics, and I think that's fair. I'll give the computer or... It's 2022. Then they could do better. I agree. There's always room for improvement.
We're on the
yeah.
Jets taking off.
Yeah, he's just going back in his home. All right, so I think that's pretty much it as far as playoff hockey goes. It's been electric so far.
Only 4 series.
It's been electric so far. I think Dallas could have used Alexander Radulov. I'm just thinking of some of the takes that I took out of the first round that I haven't delivered.
Or I was going to say Rupe Hintz would have been pretty nice.
Sure.
Big time goal scorer would have been nice to have for a game 7, but the Warthog would have been awesome.
Yes, the Warthog would have been awesome. I didn't see any Canadian cities riot. Well, I guess it would have been only Toronto.
I mean, Toronto, their fans were just eating each other alive.
They were fighting each other.
They were just eating each other.
Yeah, they're so cocky that they just fight each other.
Yes.
They didn't even seem that mad that they lost. Like, if you After don't every riot punch, as a city. If you don't riot as a city, I don't think you care.
After every punch, they just kept saying sorry.
Yeah, exactly. Boston, they're done. They're breaking it up, right?
Yeah.
They kind of have to, don't they?
End of an era. See ya.
I think also Pittsburgh has to break it up. Did you see that they offered Chris Letang and Evgeny Malkin $5 million a year each?
Yeah. Good luck.
I don't think you can pay those guys $5 million. I think that's more.
I think Gino's kind of slowing down. Letang, no.
Yeah.
Letang needs more.
I don't even think Gino's slowing down.
He had some off games.
But he still had some great. He still had some pretty big moments.
I'd still want him on my team.
Yeah, sure. What are the odds we get one of these Bruins or Penguins?
Zero.
Yeah.
Zero.
Yarmo's too busy watching Emil Bemström score shootout goals on 13-year-olds.
Yep. He's too busy trying to sign Line A.
As we should. Big news, by the way, Line A won Columbus Blue Jackets official team MVP. Didn't see that one coming.
He did? Like, that was a thing?
George, yeah. The Blue Jackets on their Twitter congratulated Patrick Line A for winning Columbus Blue Jackets team MVP.
I feel like it's pretty sad that we had to, give a team MVP.
Like, you know how some teams, make graphics for guys that win, actual awards?
Yeah, we did that for a guy that just specifically award on our team.
Blue Jackets team MVP.
That's kind of sad.
Yeah, it's kind of sad.
Is that more sad than when the Preds hung regular season champs banner?
Yes.
That's
it
more
is.
Sad?
Yeah. Well, no. No, because it's equally as sad, actually. I think it's equally as sad. At least we still have Line A, and at least he has a future. The Preds were done after they went to
the regular season champions.
Yes, there's no coming back from that. You can't get any better than that, and that banner hangs forever. At least the tweet can get knocked down in the timeline of them posting really stupid stuff, which they regularly do. You can almost guarantee pretty much every day the Blue Jackets Twitter is going to put something.
I did not know we did that.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
That's brutal.
The funniest thing is people were commenting on it, hashtag pay Line A. You have to pay him now, Yarmo, because he won team MVP. So Yarmo's probably sitting there like, oh, shoot, I got to pay this guy.
You're contractually obligated to pay him now because he won the team MVP.
Yeah. But seriously, though, Yarmo is at the IIHF. I placed one bet on USA to beat Austria.
Real quick, your Roomba's eating my foot.
He's just sweeping your feet.
Yeah, thanks.
Is he sweeping you off your feet?
No, feet were very planted.
Okay. Kudos to him for trying.
Strong base.
Do you want to lift up your feet? That way you can get that little spot under you? He's already on it.
He's already gone.
Yeah, okay. No, have you caught any of the IIHF? Probably not, right?
No,
yeah,
playoff hockey.
Yeah, playoff hockey. It's tough. But I was working during the day. TV was on. I saw USA was playing. I saw USA was down 2-1 to Austria going into the third period. I was like, okay, no chance.
We lose to Austria.
To Austria, right? I put 3 units on USA minus 350 to win a little bit less than 1 unit because I was like, I could use this unit right now. USA won in overtime. They really made it very close.
You did not think you were going to have to sweat that one out.
Sweat it out so badly. Luke Hughes, though. That was good. That was good.
Third Hughes brother.
Yeah. There's too many Hugheses.
Oh, yeah. They just came out of nowhere.
There's Quinn, Jack, and Luke. It's too many Hugheses.
I'm sure there's another one somewhere.
Fuck.
I'm sure there's another one somewhere out there. Non-related.
Also, real quickly, did Jack Roslovic end the season the most elite Jack in the NHL?
Absolutely.
Eichel? I mean, Eichel slowed down.
Yeah.
Heavily. And Jack Roslovic picked it up. And I don't know what Jack Johnson was doing.
I mean, I feel
maybe
like
Campbell. Maybe Jack Campbell.
I was
Campbell.
About to say, I feel like Campbell, like even though they lost the series, he still played pretty freaking good.
I'd say Roslovic safely in the top two of Jacks in the NHL.
Top three.
Top three, yeah.
Top three.
Top three, yeah, yeah. Okay. That pretty much does it for hockey talk, I think. I think we did a good enough job covering it. Did you have any more takes that you wanted to spew out of your guts?
No, but I'd very much like to go to the bathroom.
Go to the bathroom. George is going to read his all sports questions. Okay, George has to get his phone, so I'm going to take a TO.
Which one do we start with? Can we start with the basketball one?
Don't start with the basketball one.
You don't want me to start with the basketball
one. Go ahead, start the basketball one.
Okay. Do the Celtics do the damn thing, or are the Warriors just too good still? What do you think?
All right. All sports question. George asks, do the Celtics do the thing? Does that mean win the NBA Finals?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do they win the NBA Finals, or is it the Warriors? Or is it the Heat, who are up 1-0 on the Celtics? Or is it the Mavs, who have literally never played the Warriors in 2022 in the Western Conference Finals yet until tonight?
Warriors, man.
Warriors. What do you think, Tom?
I would have to say the Celtics were up for the whole game because I had bet Heat -2, and I was like, wow, good bet, idiot. And then they ended up covering, so that was nice. I think that series goes 7. But if you're asking for an NBA title winner, Warriors?
Yeah, like, I'd have a hard
they're
time.
They're battle-tested.
I'd have a hard time picking against the Warriors. Also, they're low-key healthier than the Celtics right now because the Celtics are going to be
and
out.
And the Mavs, it's just Luka, right?
Spencer Dinwiddie did drop like 30 points against the Suns. But
when you go against the Warriors with Steph Clay,
a little different story.
They're battle-tested. They've done it before.
Dinwiddie and Luka were the first duo since Shaq Kobe to average 30 and 20 in a series. Like, one have 30 points, the other one have 20 points. I did see that online.
George is online. How does that make you feel?
He's on the line.
Which line? Fifth line?
That's true. I think you're on the second line right now. Safe.
I'd probably say you're Warriors.
I wouldn't say you're on the fourth line. You're on the second line.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you and Lucy are on the second line. That's why Lucy's depressed. Bilo plays defense.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's where he's at. And he can't score. I mean, he tried so hard at the end
of
that
game. We're technically not lines. We're pairings.
Yeah, we're pairings. Real quickly, though, on the NBA playoffs, inferior product compared to the NHL playoffs
Absolutely.
This year. Like, the NHL playoffs have been a lot better. There was actually a commercial break in the Blues and Avs game last night. I was like, okay, I'm going to go see what's going on in the Heat-Celtics game. Like, they're in the fourth quarter. They're winding down. I switched over to the Heat-Celtics game. They were also in commercial in the middle of the third quarter. Watched about 1 minute worth of commercials. Switched back to the Blues-Avs game, and the Blues-Avs were already playing back from the commercial break.
Love it.
I'm like, I love the setup. I love, like, NHL, when you actually compare the products side by side, mm-hmm. as a non-bias, and I try to be non-bias, the Stanley Cup playoffs drama, like actual drama, not the sideshow, what people talk about on the side, the actual viewing product is a lot better.
It's a lot more intense. A
lot more intense.
Physical. And just, I think the intensity.
The crowd.
I think it's the crowd.
The crowd seems more into the games.
Yeah, I think it's just the intensity of basketball. You get 3-2. You can go on like a 9-0 run. Like, every goal matters. Every save matters.
Do you know what also hurts basketball? Is that the casual sports fan has to be basketballed out by the time you get to May. Because you just had this March Madness.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care about, like, technical fouls and, like, trying to foul to get back into the game mm-hmm. right now.
And the
so just watch that.
And the game really slows down with those fouls and whatnot.
Well, if you're going to say that with March Madness, a basketball guy be basketballed out, then at what week is a football guy footballed out
you
with
never
NFL?
Get footballed out.
No?
You never get
now, would you
out.
Say that NBA guy has more longevity than us football guys? Because he has to go 82 games plus March Madness, where we go probably under 40 big, I'm talking like big games we watch, and then
it doesn't
overall
matter how big the football game is.
Okay.
Watching it.
Okay. Yeah, and you're also not counting college football games that I watch.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what I was gonna say.
Any high school football games I happen to attend, any Madden games that I play.
I'm not sleeping.
I am watching the 10 p.m. Pac-12 kickoff.
Yeah.
Until
midnight Hawaii.
Yeah. Yeah.
Account.
I've watched a little bit of USFL. Oh, I'll say it. Hand up. Yeah, it's a little embarrassing to admit. I have watched a little bit of USFL. It's an incredibly boring product, but I would kill small critters to be at the USFL playoffs.
Yeah. Answer your question, you can never get footballed out.
You can never get footballed out. It's football is a gateway drug to sports.
Yeah.
And you can't overdose on football.
Football guys don't get footballed
out. You can
get
hung over from football, but you can't OD
on
football.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely, you can.
All right, next all sports question, George.
I have a hockey one, Tommy, so just so you know, I did hit four different sports. So I'm going to save the hockey one for last, just so it's how you guys end your little epi, my dude. So can we disc golf on a golf course and just double the par for the like whatever it would be for golf, and that be the par for disc golf, and then you remove the pin when you get to the green, okay? And instead of making the putt, your disc just has to cover. You got to cover it.
I feel like it'd be a lot harder. I feel like that'd be a lot harder than just
quickly
banging the actual chains.
Real quickly, so George has been getting into golf. He bought his golf clubs. He came out of his 5-year hiatus of not playing golf ever since he broke my driver. Still owes me one. I don't need one now, so don't worry about it.
You didn't want one as your wedding gift either.
So well, I wasn't ready for one. I wasn't ready for one.
So just whenever you're ready.
Yeah, exactly. You're a good enough friend. You will allow me to cash in when I need to. And right now I don't need to, so I appreciate that out of you. First of all, George calls me yesterday. He says, so I had this thought about golf. What if you got out there on the golf course and just played golf backwards? Like you teed off from the green and played to the tee boxes, but like you started the whole like hitting your putter and then like your last shot into the tee box was you hitting your driver. And I was like, my brain was instantly
perplexed.
Puzzle. My brain was a puzzle.
Perplexed.
It got completely unscrambled. Yes. So I had to quickly put the pieces back together. And I said to him, I was like, this is a great fantasy football punishment. Like, for whoever gets last, like, has to go play golf backwards. Maybe not the full 18, but you have to play 9 holes backwards. And they don't have to putt out of the tee box because that would take like 8 hours to
and
play that.
As a guy that's broken 2 putters, you don't want to full swing your putter.
You don't want to full swing your putter.
No, that's what I'm saying. You don't.
So.
No.
He's saying you putt off the green. You
yeah,
start
but
at the
like
hole.
I would go into that being like, I got to hit this putt 100 yards. Right. So I would take a full swing with the putter off the green.
Right. I was saying, and I would break the putter. No, you just play the course backwards. Like, you tee up with your driver on the green.
Yes, that's how I would. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So, and I was like, that would be a great fantasy football punishment. Like, you just find a cheap course where they probably don't care very much, and you just play backwards.
You'd have to do it like on a day you know you're the only mother trucker out there,
and if
at a time.
You have to. But if you see anybody, you just explain, like, yeah, just go ahead, play through. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, you just let them play through. But then I say that, and I say, George, you just came up with a fantastic, like, fantasy football punishment, because that's still fun. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
You're still playing golf, but you're just not getting the reward of putting the ball in the
you
hole.
Still are. It's a little bit embarrassing. Yeah. It's a funny thing. It's a creative, original thing. Good yeah. job, George. And then he says this next thing. He says, I also had another thought. And so I take a deep breath. I'm like, okay, here we go. I just put the puzzle back together, and I did a great job, and it's a masterpiece. We did this together. And then George says, what if you went out to a regular golf course and played disc golf? And I was like, no, no, no. One, that would take so long.
It would take so long.
Two, disc golf's free. Now I have to pay to disc golf?
Yeah.
That's true.
Help you get to your disc faster. It's kind of like golf.
It's true.
It's an easier shot, too, because you already know, okay, I got to go that way, and you know how to just throw your driver frisbee, and then bam.
But then you become Bryson DeChambeau, and you're, like, not playing, you know what I mean? And he did that
but
thing at Augusta. Where
I would say one of the big things is you took away the chains, and I'd say that is a very
boom
awesome feeling is when you hear the clanging of the chains.
One of the most rewarding feelings
yeah,
in sports.
When you just bang the chains.
Yes. You can't say we're banging chains.
Yeah.
There's no
at
chains
that
to bang.
Point, you're just playing frisbee.
Yeah.
Better than a bar down?
Ooh, no.
No.
No, it's not better than bar down.
Heat check for you.
Bar down.
As a guy that hasn't hit a bar down in a game yet, no.
Yeah, neither have I. Neither have I.
I know that, like, the feeling of
no,
the sound
not the sound.
The
no.
No, the sounds of the chains are pretty good.
As
don't
a
give
guy
me
that specifically drafted the bar down sound in my hockey Bill of Rights, that's better.
The problem is that the chains happen every hole.
Yes.
So the bar down does not happen every game.
No.
So, yeah, the bar down wins that one. That, George, let me just give you just, like, two claps for creating a great fantasy football punishment.
Mm-hmm.
Negative two claps for the disc golf on the golf course.
Yes.
You clap four times, so I'm plus four in my book.
That's fine. Hey, and you know what? I just get on the score sheet.
Mm-hmm.
You were
on the stat line.
You had 2 points in a hockey game, but you also had two PIMs. It's fine.
No one cares about pips.
No one cares about pips. That guy, by the way, that decked me, 37 penalty minutes.
Did you hear me?
Protect the league's top players is all I got to say. Protect the league's top players.
The girl that was sitting up there, because it was literally just me, my Taco Bell.
That was Kyla. That was Sean's girlfriend.
Okay, so she was with you guys? Never really asked her, but when that dude, like, slashed or whatever, slashed, like, you kind of, like, tapped him with your stick. And he come around and just threw the hammer down with his. Oh, yeah. And then I heard him talking to the ref, and the ref was like, oh, yeah, buddy, fuck you, go home. And then I was like, what are we doing? I'm like, hit the showers. I'm like, I got food if you want some. Like, I'm yelling at this dude up there. Never.
We got two more all sports questions.
You do, and did you hear when I told Tom I saved the hockey one for last? So, as amateur, semi-pro, scratch golfers as yourselves, what's some advice you can give to beginners out there on what to do?
One, not a scratch golfer.
No, Did you not hear me? I have it written down as amateur, semi-pro, soon-to-be scratch golfers as yourselves.
Okay. Same tip I gave Jake, tee it high, let it fly.
Yeah, tee it high, let it fly. Don't get too hung up about a bad score.
Honestly, if you really want to get into it, I wouldn't even worry about your score your first year.
Yeah,
There's no point.
Yeah.
It's just going to be super frustrating, and it might, like, not make you not want to play.
But, and then even when you are into year two and three and you have a bad score, just know that the best of the best go out there and have horrible days.
Yeah.
Golf is an extremely hard sport.
Tiger had like, what, a 10 in the 2020 Masters?
Yeah.
Brutal.
Brutal. Brutal, yeah. It's a hard sport, but it's fun.
And sometimes you just got to tee it high and let the clubs fly.
I'd also say go to the range.
And what I mean by that is sometimes you just got to chuck a club.
Yeah, go to the range. George just hit me up like, you want to go to the range? Tom's out. Tom's literally fried egg.
I want to go eat so bad.
Eat a fried egg for your fried egg.
All right, George, last all sports question.
All right. So, do you guys think the NHL should keep the blackjack puck shooting game in the All-Star weekend like they did in Vegas? Or, like, that was pretty – I'm not going to lie. I liked it because it kind of showed, like, A, how accurate can they be with a puck a little bit. And, like, they're getting more elevation than you would in a game, obviously, for a goal. So, it's pretty cool. Or, like, what other, like, thing would you want to see in All-Star weekend for hockey? Because I'm not the massive hockey fan like you guys are. Like, I like hockey. So I was tuning into the All-Star weekend, and I think the things are sweet. How, like, the NBA has the skills challenge, slam dunk. It was kind of like a little additive to it that made it a little bit better.
So I would say I can't remember the year they did it in St. Louis because the whole COVID thing kind of throws up the timeline. But they did a certain different, like, challenge, that skills competition for St. Louis. So, yes and no. No to the blackjack, but yes, every year, depending on the city, a new type of challenge.
I think next year is in Miami, or in Sunrise, I guess, because that was what it was supposed to be before COVID. I think mm-hmm. they bumped it back to next year.
So maybe something like on the beach?
Yeah, do something either on the beach or
with
have
alligators.
Or have Kodak Black, like, do a rap battle versus Kodak Black.
I've got it.
Yeah.
So you put, like, just, you know, a little platform where they can have the sticks like they did in Vegas, but you put floaties out in the ocean like at Topgolf, and it's for them, like, at different distances, worth different points. And then they have, like, you know what I mean? You get, like, the best shooters.
My only thing I would say to that is if you put that on live TV, IPA might come for you.
I'm here for viewers. Unfortunately, in life, things happen, so they should already know that.
Yeah, but I'm just saying with
the way. Wait a minute. Do you think a great right would not like a puck that was hit by, like, Jack Eichel or somebody into the ocean? You'd be like, dude, this guy's one of the best.
I don't
think. Or like Ovi hits one out there.
I don't think Nemo would appreciate that.
Okay, well, then what if we just get, like, a fixed, like, swimming pool, like a big one, and they have to do it like that then?
Okay.
That way no animals are harmed, and then you can get the pucks back.
I was just saying, if you want to true
sell those pucks.
If you were worried about viewership, Leyland nowadays, I feel like a lot of people would tune out because it'd be like, you're hurting the environment.
Yes. Yes, I agree. That would be pretty.
But they air the space shuttle launching.
It's true. They did it. They did air that.
I'm not saying that I got any problem with it.
You say IPA would come after you?
IPA, yeah. IPA.
It's not me say IPA would come after you. It's just IPA would come after you.
IPA would come after
you. Now, you have to admit, IPA coming after the NHL on live television would be pretty electric in itself.
And IPA tries to come after me at work. They try to take a lot of money.
And did you let them?
I didn't.
Good.
But I don't know if the NHL would have an argument against that.
And also, too, like, the floaties are 100% floating away.
Yeah.
And also,
what if you had
or
to catch the pucks? Like, they had a net at the bottom, so then when you got them back, the pucks were only in there for a little bit of time, and no fish could, like, eat through the net or get in the net.
What
this
if
sounds like a very large production scale that I don't know if the NHL would be willing to put the money towards. I feel like the NHL would try to be way more cost effective.
Why are we trying to go east? Let's not go east towards the ocean. Let's go west
towards the Gators.
Towards the Everglades.
Not towards the Gators.
No, that's too far west. Too far west, George. Just the Everglades. The EGs. Because I feel like catching an alligator competition between some psychopath hockey players would be pretty good. Or windboat.
Gator wrestling?
Gator wrestling or windboat racing? I'd be down for some.
Windboat race would be cool.
Windboat racing would be sweet.
Incorporating the alligators, you have something called the Chubbs Challenge, where it's a robot alligator, so it's not a real one that can harm you. But, like, real alligators are there, and you got to see if you can get the ball out of its mouth.
I don't think there's any balls on the hockey rink.
It's true.
Puck, ball, you can use your stick, but your stick can't get caught.
Or just have them play like a golf. Just do like a there's a little golf series. I'd watch
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I'd watch that.
Yeah.
I'd absolutely watch that.
George, thank you for the all sports questions. I appreciate that. I think we can only do all sports questions if they're came up by George. So even if George isn't here, I might text him or call him just some four all sports questions because sure. That was electric. That's pretty much all I have to say. Tommy, any picks tonight? Haven't looked at the board yet.
Haven't had a chance to look at the board. We're going to go over in the Rangers.
Rans Cans.
I might just go double over.
I did have Canes today. Unintentionally.
Oh, snap. The signs.
Yeah.
The signs.
They're
it
everywhere.
Is home. So, yeah, let's go Canes, the over, and then let's go double overs.
I need to put oil in my car today as well. So, like, right now, that's immediately what I'm doing. Putting some oil in my car. Canes oils. I think we're all okay with that. Luce seems okay with that.
Luce is far gone. She's long gone.
Dude, that was huge. I was gonna talk about that, but what's gonna keep it? We gotta keep it rolling. I'll be posting. I have 9 picks for winners in the PGA this week.
Love it.
I'll be tweeting.
I got 2 or 3.
Who do you like ahead of time?
I like Max Homa.
Sure.
Brooks.
40-1 on Brooks.
That tweet you sent me. Yeah. Those were the two.
Okay.
Maybe sprinkle a little on Rory, Sunday, specifically.
Sunday Rory
specifically.
All righty, guys. Tell your dogs.
Tell your dogs.